بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد. Today we begin the chapter on debts, which we call دين ديون قرض. Person takes a loan, then he becomes in debt to the person he's taken the loan from. And the concept in Sharia in regards to debts, that a person borrows money, the Sharia has an entire section and the concept of debts and how a person should look at this in his life. So Islam commands moderation in spending, which is very important. The hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, al-iqtisadu fi nafaqati nisful ma'isha. Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam said, moderation in spending is half of livelihood. That a person should have a budget in his life. That accordingly, a person knows how to work out his monthly expenses. It should not be that he lives beyond his income, and because of that, he has to take a loan, he become in debt. So a person has to live within his means. If people are moderate in expenditure and abstain from extravagance, from israf, they will never be dependent on others. This is the system of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. A person lives within his means and he makes dua for barakah. Allah grant me barakah. A Muslim, a mu'min doesn't live or doesn't hanker behind figures. To increase one zero, a zero is a zero. A Muslim lives in barakah. He asks Allah ta'ala for barakah. Many a person may have large amounts of money coming in end of the month. But he finds then there is nothing left behind, there is no barakah. Many a person is doing the amal of barakah, salah on time, not only himself, but he must surah the lilies at home also. Their salah on time, which is the most important amal for barakah in a person's life. When you speak about barakah, also ulama explain, barakah doesn't refer only to wealth. Barakah in iman, barakah in amal, barakah in taqwa, barakah in health, then barakah in sustenance. Person can have the sustenance but no barakah in his iman. So ulama explain over here also that it might seem outwardly that this sustenance is a ni'mat. But if my sustenance is not allowing me to buy my amal, to buy my jannat, then that ni'mat in reality, that bounty of Allah is a musibat, it's a calamity. And many other times a person might look at something as a calamity, as a musibat. Ill health sometime, poverty sometime. But we ask Allah Ta'ala for afiyat, for ease, comfort. So it might seem that these certain conditions are a musibat, a calamity. But if that adverse condition takes me closer to Allah, then it's not a musibat, it's a ni'mat. It's a bounty of Allah. To understand once again, many a times a person has a certain bounty. He might have a very good car, but that car doesn't enable him to come for salah. Then outwardly it might seem like a ni'mat and bounty, but it's a musibat. Can't bring me for salah. Another person I have, but that car looks like a musibat. Outwardly, not even moving properly, but it takes me for salah. So this outward musibat in reality is a ni'mat. Make shukr for it. So we learn the system of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, that even our sustenance also might be very meager, but this barakat in the sense that my menial job where I am working, not earning so much, but the owner of the company is so busy that he can't make it for salah. Me being a laborer, I can make it for my zuhur salah, so my meager salary, which looks like a musibat, is in reality a ni'mat and a bounty. It's allowing me, that's why ulama explain, that if my business, my sustenance, my job, my occupation, my degree, does it allow me to perform my salah on time, then how will it be possible for my business to buy my jannat? If I can't get my salah in this world, how am I going to get my jannat in akhirat? So here, ulama explain that if people are moderate in expenditure and abstain from extravagance, they will never be dependent on others. Overspending and failing to budget leads to death, which in turn brings about disgrace, worry and frustration. This we find common, overspending, and we hear it all the time, Maulana, my credit cards are maxed right now. I'm living on credit and I'm paying interest. Inna lillah. To pay interest, why? Because my family, my children, myself, I have to get the latest. And this happens also, overspending and failing to budget happens especially when the ummah will not go to the correct places. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned, أَحَبُّ الْبِلَادِ إِلَى اللَّهِ مَسَاجِدُهَا. That the most beloved places to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala is a masajid. وَأَبْغَضُ الْبِلَادِ. And the hated, most hated places to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala are the marketplaces. But you find this intoxication of the ummah of every weekend, we have to go somewhere. And especially ourselves, Allah ta'ala give hidayat, that we go shopping to see what we can buy, not what we need. As we find commonly also, when it comes to our lifestyle, so our lifestyle is such, we eat so we don't get hungry. Not that we eat because we are hungry, but we have a tartib. Whether we are hungry or not, we still eat. So we do shopping also to see what we want to buy, not what we need. So the more the eye will see, the more it will affect the heart, the more I want to spend. Now from young, the children are trained already to go to the marketplace, to go to the shopping malls. And unfortunately, we hear also, weekend where we are going. And we see all this, we're going to relax, we're going to chill out in the marketplace. Whereas Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said that the most hated place is the marketplace. And when it comes to the house of Allah, we hear commonly tashkil starts, and we say things are getting too hot right now. Masjid is a place to relax. It's not a hot place. So the thermometer of iman is upside down right now. And we know the car also, when it comes to the heat gauge, when the needle goes on the heat, we say be careful. So we know where the needle of my iman is right now during the weekend. Is it in the heat area or is it in the center? Moderation. The center is moderation. Shouldn't go in the cold, shouldn't go in the heat. The family also, children also, we don't train them from young to spend. As the Tabi rahimahullah mentioned, don't take our children to places they don't have to go. They don't have to go to the marketplace. Parents do the shopping, buy it for them. They get habit from young, I want, I want, I want, I want. Then the overspending starts. Then the parent can't stop. Then we go into debts. Now the credit card is beyond. Now we're living on credit. We're paying interest. We declared war with Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So here Hazrat says also, overspending and failing to budget leads to debt, which in turn brings about disgrace, worry and frustration. Disgrace. Now the bank is sending letters. They're phoning. They want our money. Person now is helter-skelter. He's worried and frustrated. He's performing salah, but his heart is not there. I have debts upon my head. Sometimes same masjid he borrowed from someone. And now he's afraid of that person. Doesn't go to that masjid. Won't stand next to the person because he has borrowed from him. People are financially ruined. And along with such worldly ruin, comes spiritual ruin as well. My heart is no more focused. And if I'm focused also, because of my debts, I focus and bring the amal. Here, as you mentioned a few mornings ago, I have to correct my intention all the time. I'm reading this wazifa, I'm reading Salatul Hajat, I'm making dua also. But this dua, wazifa I'm reading, should be only for the pleasure of Allah. But I'm doing it for barakat in my business. I'm doing it now to pay my debt. Every amal is only to please Allah. But the heart now is ruined, spirituality also. So yes, there are times when we can take a loan. The Sharia has permitted. We need time to explain, but just very quickly, we find in the life of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, when did he take a loan? The highest level, which we don't even think about, Mashaykh explain. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, when did he ever take a loan? الَّذِينَ يُنْفِقُونَ بِسَرَّاءِ وَالضَّرَّاءِ. Allah praises those people who spend in good times and in adverse times, difficult times. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam would take a loan more than often when someone came to ask for a loan. This is beyond our even imagination and thinking. We take a loan 5 years to pay the car, 20 years to pay for the house. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam would only take a loan. Someone came, O Nabi of Allah, give me something. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam never had it by him. He would ask Sahaba ikram, who may borrow me some money so I may borrow this person. And he would service that loan to loan someone else. Somebody has to ask me today, Maulana, make a plan for me. I'm dire straits. I'm paying interest right now, but I don't have. But I can pay for my car over 5 years. I can service the loan. This concept of borrowing money and I can pay it back to lend a Muslim brother of mine. This is the highest level. Allah Ta'ala give us understanding. But at least once in my life on a short, for a small loan, at least I can make amal upon the sunnah. I can service a loan right now, I am free of debt. This person has come to me, I don't have the money, but I can lend him and I can service the loan to make amal upon the sunnah. We'll find the barakat and the nisbah and connection to Nabi Alayhi Salatu Wasalam. Allah Ta'ala give us the way to make amal inshaAllah.